Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 284. 284. Happy New Year! Happy New Year! We have seen 2021. Today is January 1st, 2021, and I bless you. I bless you. I bless your life. I bless everything about you. I bless you. I bless your spirit. I bless your soul. I bless your body. I bless everything that is connected to you. Oh, 2021 is the best year of your life. So we're still on Psalm 91, and this will be some of the closing stages of Psalm 91, and we are on verse 13. So verse 13 says, very beautiful verse. It said, thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. Psalm 91 verse 13. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. Adder is another type of snake. A viper, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample underfoot. So what are you going to say? You know, we personalize Psalm 91. So you're going to say, I tread upon the lion and the serpent or the snake. I tread upon the lion and the snake. I tread upon the lion and the snake. The young lion and the dragon I trample under my foot. Oh, hallelujah. In 2021, can I prophesy over you? Can I prophesy in 2021 you tread upon the lion and the adder, the snake? In 2021 you tread upon the lion and the snake. In 2021, you tread upon the lion and the snake. In 2021, you tread upon the lion and the snake. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And upon the young lion and the dragon, you trample them underfoot. In the mighty name of Jesus, the young lion and the dragon, you trample them underfoot. So that's what King James says. And then the Complete Jewish Bible says, you will tread down lions and snakes, young lions and serpents you will trample underfoot. That is Complete Jewish Bible. New Living Translation says, you will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the story of your life in 2021. In 2021, I see you treading on lions. I see you treading on snakes. I see you treading on fierce lions and on dragons. Hallelujah. So, as you can envisage, when we say lions, snakes, cobras, adders, dragons, we're not talking about the physical lion. No, we're talking about a metaphorical lion. So symbolically, these lions and snakes, they depict something. They depict evil spirits. They depict trouble. They depict affliction. They depict things that harm and cause evil in a person's life. Now God is saying, those troubles, afflictions, difficulties, they are not going to go over you. They are not going to drown you. No, you, yes, you are going to trample over them. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is the authority God has given you. In 2021, you are walking in authority. You are a man, you are a woman, you are a young man, you are a young lady of authority. You are an old man, you are an old woman of authority, spiritual authority. This is what God has given to you. Now, I'm talking to you, and I'm not talking to this body. Listen, listen. I'm not talking to your body. No, not about your body. I'm talking not even to your mind, but I'm talking to the man on your inside. There is a man on your inside. There is a man on your inside. And I've taught you, if this is the first time of hearing me, then you have to go back into 2020 and listen to when I started Psalm 91 and all that. But if you've heard me before, I have spoken about that the center of a man is a spirit. When we say heart of a matter, we're not talking about that pump on your chest, in your chest beating. No, we are not talking about that. We are not talking about that heart inside of you. We're talking about the center of the man, the very core, C-O-R-E, of a man. It's a spirit. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. I've taught on all that. So this is the person I am speaking to, the man on the inside. I am telling you and prophesy and speaking over you that in 2021, you are going to walk in the authority Jesus has given you. We will go into Luke chapter 9, where Jesus gave them authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. We're going to look at that. We're going to look at Numbers 14, where God told them that Caleb and Joshua told them, the enemy is bred for you when they saw the giants in the land. We're going to talk about all that and your relationship with Pharaoh when Israel went out of Egypt. And they crossed the Red Sea. They left Pharaoh. You have left Pharaoh forever and ever. Pharaoh has no power over you. He cannot exercise any authority over you. You are not in his domain again. So today, being the 1st of January, I'm going to just end here. But I'm praying for you that this 2021, you are going to soar. You are going to soar on wings like eagles. You are going to walk in the authority of Jesus. Listen, I didn't say that any authority, no. I'm saying the authority of Jesus. The very authority Jesus had when he was on this earth that he has conveyed to you. He has given to you as a believer, as a part of his body, as a new creation. You are going to walk in it in 2021. Oh, happy new year. It's a blessed year for you. It's a year of surging forward, of walking in authority, of angels bearing you up, of walking in victory. There is no disease, no natural disaster that has overcome you because of what Jesus has done for you. You are blessed, 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 blessed. Bye.